Be'ez Hashem, continuing Simon Tov Reish Ayin Beis. So when a person puts oil into his light for Neris Chanukah, he needs to make sure that they can remain alight for half an hour after Tzitzis HaKichovim. Meaning if a person's lighting earlier on, he still needs to make sure that it can remain for half an hour after Tzitzis HaKichovim. If a person realizes he doesn't have that amount of oil, for example, he only has enough oil that can last quarter of an hour, then he should light without a bracha. Now, even in places like what we, like a lot of us chos lorets have, where we light the menorah inside, and really it's only being done, we're lighting the menorah for the people inside the house, the hekesh for the people inside the house, still it should be done for half an hour. And even if a person lights after Tzitzis HaKichovim, or even lighting after the half an hour after Tzitzis HaKichovim, then you still need to have half an hour worth of oil lighting. However, it's mashma in the Shulchan Aruch, then places where the lighting outside and the tachlis of the lighting is for the people who are outside, then it's mashma in the Shulchan Aruch, then if you light quite a while after Tzitzis HaKichovim, then you only need to put enough oil to last for half an hour after Tzitzis HaKichovim. Therefore, based on that, mashma to the Shulchan Aruch, if a person's lighting quarter of an hour after Tzitzis, he only needs to put in another quarter of an hour worth of oil. 20 minutes after Tzitzis, they don't have to put in 10 minutes of oil. Now, is there any extra mitzvah to put in lots and lots of oil, to put in, let's say, 10 hours worth of oil? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky over here says that there's no extra mitzvah. But there is a hiddur mitzvah. If a person's lighting with wax candles, there is a hiddur mitzvah in having longer wax candles that look more choshev. But not because they last longer, but partially because they're taller and they look more choshev. Now, if a person puts in more than half an hour's worth of oil, then can he blow out the candle after? Can he blow out the flame after half an hour? The halacha is that me'ika hadin, once half an hour has gone past, a person is allowed to put out that light half an hour after Tzitzis HaKichovim. However, l'chechila, the best thing to do is when you light, to have in mind, make it tanai, that you only want it to be a light for half an hour, and after that you'd like to put it out. However, there are those that are machmir, that as long as the nearest are light, one should not use them at all, and even a tanai would not help. That's a chumra which some have, but again, me'ika hadin, a person can put it out after half an hour, and ideally do a tanai. And this is this chumra of not putting it out at all. Similarly, says a person should not be carrying his menorah while the nearest is still alight. L'chechila, even after half an hour after Tzitzis HaKichovim. That means even 7 o'clock at night, there is a chumra not to carry around even at that time, because people might see him carrying the light around and say, oh, why is he moving it around? He's moving it around in order to use it, because he wants to use it for himself. That's a chumra, another chumra, even after half an hour. Now, if a person's made the brachas on Ner Chanukah, and he made a mistake and he only lit, for example, one on the second night, and now he realizes, I've got another one to light for the Mahadrim and the Mahadrin, then what you should do is you should light another candle, but without a bracha. Without a bracha. And even if, when he lit originally, he only had plans to light one candle, and then later on, he realizes he's now got another candle, he's able to get hold of another candle, still the Prima Gomen says, he should not make a bracha, because me'ikah din, the chiyuv is only one per night, and with that one, he has been yotzei his mitzvah.